this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb.
I have a dream, that's all I need. I'll make it happen with some work and belief. Know what I want.
All right, guys. What is going on? And thank you all very much for joining me here on Pardon the Pipe Bomb. It is March 12th. Good God, I can't even keep my fucking day straight. We got a lot of news that is hitting the surface of WWE. We will go over a couple things that did happen on Monday Night Raw and a couple things that are happening in the news of WWE. And it is being reported out there, guys. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up. But it is reported that there are moves being made to bring back Brock Lesnar. Now, I don't know how you stand with Brock Lesnar. I don't know if people are hating on Brock Lesnar. Me personally, I feel like Brock Lesnar, I really can't give you my opinion on it just yet. I'm too conflicted about everything that has been going on these last couple months with him and Vince McMahon. But it is being reported on here on WrestlingNews.co. And over the last 24 to 48 hours, a story has been circulating about Brock Lesnar being added back to the WWE.com roster page. As best as we can tell, Lesnar has never been removed from the roster page to begin with. However, this is according on Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live. There have been some moves being made to bring him back. Alvarez said the following today on WOL. I think that's Wrestling News Observer, Wrestling News Observer Live. I'm going to guess if I had to put two and two together here. It says, and I quote, "In the last few days, there have been moves regarding Brock Lesnar. If you listened to the show last night, Dave Meltzer, everything we talked about is accurate other than the roster page. There are movements to bring him back." Alvarez then continued saying, "I should add regarding Brock, I'm not saying he's going to be back. I have no idea if he's going to be back. I would bring him back, but I can tell you that there have been inquiries made, and what that means, we will wait and see. It seems like a bad idea to me, put it that way." Lesnar was scheduled to return at Royal Rumble, but was pulled when his name was being mentioned on the Wall Street Journal story about the Vince McMahon sex trafficking scandal. There was talk that Lesnar was going to face Dominic Mysterio at Elimination Chamber and Gunther at WrestleMania, but those plans were scrapped. Lesnar has also been removed from WWE show intros and parts of the 2K video game. So, I guess we could talk about that Brock Lesnar is no longer going to be a part of WWE, but there also could be moves that WWE might bring him back. Me personally, I think if his name has been cleared, by all means, bring him back. But if his name is still up in the air, I think it's a bad idea. Brock Lesnar has had an up and down career with WWE, UFC, and since everyone is in the umbrella together, you would have to think that UFC, Dana White, would love to have Brock Lesnar back into the company. Or even, what's his name? I'm already forgetting the fucking name, the CEO of TKO. But you would have to think that he would love to have Brock Lesnar back. To be honest, I don't know where this Lesnar rumor even started, but there are, to me, I feel like that there are no plans for Brock Lesnar to return to TV. As long as this investigation is still open, I would not think, in my humble opinion, that Brock Lesnar would return to WWE. I mean, if I'm wrong, then I'll be happy about it. Maybe they did come to a resolution or an agreement of some sort that he did not initiate plans. Who knows? But with Brock Lesnar in talks with coming back to TV or just WWE at all, or TKO, I wouldn't think would not be budging from this. I don't think that as long as The investigation is still ongoing. I don't think that Brock Lesnar is going to be coming back. I don't know why people are running with this story. Maybe they just want to be first with the news saying that, oh, Brock Lesnar is going to be planning on to return with the company. Who knows? All I'm saying is take everything with a grain of salt when it comes to this whole investigation dealing with Vince McMahon and Brock Lesnar. Nothing is said. The only people that know anything about it are people within TKO. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And including with Vince McMahon here, we have to talk about the interview that Bryan Danielson had. I think, let me find this tweet. Yes, here it is. Bryan Danielson states that when he was part of WWE creative team, Vince McMahon called him one night and said, "What is AEW doing that we're not doing?" And Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson, however that you want to say that, he went back and watched 8 straight weeks of AEW TV within a span of 6 days. And I guess he said along the lines of, "There is a whole list of things that they're doing differently." End quote. I don't know what that means, but clearly if that just, put anything like a damper on anything, it definitely was showing that Vince McMahon was not ahead of the time, or he was not with the times at all when it comes to storytelling or doing anything his own way, and he might have just lost his touch with it. So clearly, Bryan Danielson had something to say to, Vince McMahon. And of course, when we're talking about Vince McMahon, you know that's not the only news that is coming out on Vince McMahon. WWE President Nick Khan and COO Brad Blum identified as key figures in Vince McMahon's lawsuit. And I have no idea what this means, but it is being reported that Nick Khan and Brad Blum have been revealed as corporate officers number one and corporate officer number two in the lawsuit filed by former WWE employee Janelle Grant against Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis. Grant's lawyer, Annie Callas, also confirmed the identities of Khan and Blum as these key figures. Stephanie McMahon was identified as a corporate officer number three, while Brian Nurse, formerly general counsel and head of WWE's legal department, was identified as corporate officer number four. It should be noted that Khan and Blum have not been accused of sexual conduct or violence. The suit did claim that they and other people are facilitated and covered up in exploitation in ways that WWE libel under the federal anti-trafficking law. You can read the statement below on WrestlingNews.co. It is titled, President Nick Khan and COO Brad Blum identified as key members of the lawsuit. Now, I don't know what this means. I don't know if maybe Vince McMahon is just trying to save his ass and trying to put a damper on things. But in my personal opinion, I don't think Nick Khan had anything to do with anything that has been going on with Vince McMahon over the years. If TKO is set on Nick Khan, obviously they know more than the public does. I don't think that TKO would go forward with Nick Khan being the president of WWE. So we can just scrap that. I don't think anything will come of this. But let's talk about Monday Night Raw. And the most exciting thing about Monday Night Raw was Sami Zayn and Chad Gable in the gauntlet match. Them two were the last two competitors on Monday Night Raw. And Sami Zayn, he won the gauntlet match. But was that the case for the whole night? According to Andrew Ravens, though, he says that WWE made a late change to top the Monday Night Raw main event here. And the way that it was supposed to go, I guess, is from what I'm reading here, Zayn went over after beating Reed, Nakamura, and Gable. As a result, Zayn will challenge Gunther for the IC title. I mean, I have my theory on it, but let's not jump to a conclusion here. But as usual, Fightful Select, they put out on the internal run sheet for the show right before it went live, and comparing that sheet to what actually happened, there was a late change to the bout order as the original plan was called for Reed to beat Ricochet before Zayn would go over on Reed. That would lead Zayn beating Reed, McDonough, and Nakamura while Gable is the last entrant. And what instead happened was Ricochet and McDonough, they opened with Ricochet going over and then losing to Bronson Reed, who would then lose to Sami Zayn and who would eliminate Nakamura and then Chad Gable. Now, I don't know what that means. I, for one, found myself while watching it that let me just start with this. WWE has been planting the seeds for us to start chanting for Sami Zayn, right? And with Sami Zayn winning last night, we all should feel pretty good about it. But for some reason, I can't help but have this feeling in my, like, deep down in my soul that I was starting to cheer for Chad Gable last night. I was starting to cheer for, you know, that guy is more believable to beat Gunther at WrestleMania if Gunther is going to be defeated at WrestleMania. Now, Sami Zayn has been going on and doing little vignettes and doing little promos in the stands before people would get inside the arena, saying that he wants to get back to the form that he once was when he was a part of the Bloodline storyline. And he main evented the Elimination Chamber last year and against Roman Reigns going for the Universal Heavyweight title. I'm all for it. I love that WWE is trying to build up superstars. I get it. But I don't know. I couldn't help but wanting Chad Gable winning the gauntlet match and crushing the dreams of Sami Zayn. Now, it is being pointed out online that Sami Zayn didn't have Chad Gable's shoulders down for the 1-2-3, and the camera angle definitely was in our favor of showing us that his shoulders were not down for that. Maybe they could throw on a storyline for that. I don't know if WWE is doing something differently with that. I would love nothing more. Call me old-fashioned, call me annoying. I would love for WWE to do a triple threat match for the IC title at WrestleMania with Chad Gable and Sami Zayn and Gunther. But all I ask, if you're going to take the title off of Gunther, one of those individuals need to pin Gunther. It can't be Sami Zayn pinning Chad Gable or Chad Gable pinning Sami Zayn. It needs to happen that Gunther needs to get pinned on the mat or do a submission. Because whoever is going to have that title next, Gunther can afford a loss, but it has to be done right. Somebody has to come out on top because whoever beats Gunther is only going to elevate their character and it's also going to elevate the IC title, which they have done a phenomenal job with Gunther holding that IC title as of right now. And you know what? While we're on the topic of me switching gears on certain characters and certain superstars who I want to win, who I don't want to win, let's just revert back to Cody Rhodes' segment on Monday Night Raw. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it's repetitious. Maybe it's because we hear the same goddamn thing every week for the last year and a half of him finishing the story, him doing it for the fans, him doing it for his wife, his mother. Yeah, it's all well and good. I can get behind that. But maybe it's just starting to become too stale for me. While Cody Rhodes was doing his promo with Michael Cole inside the ring, I also find myself, now, I found myself wanting Cody Rhodes to lose at WrestleMania. Now, don't come at me. I know that I've said a bunch of times on this podcast that we need Cody Rhodes to finish his story, not just for himself, but also for his character, because he cannot go through another year with him saying, finish the story. But, you know, I'm starting to get that feeling that maybe Cody Rhodes might not win at WrestleMania. Maybe something's going to happen. Maybe we get a new member of the Bloodline. I've been seeing one of the NY brothers tweeting about Cody Rhodes is not going to finish his story. It's been under the radar. but it's been definitely under the microscope that people are noticing. He could come out and he could fuck Cody Rhodes in the end. But I'm finding myself starting to get very tired of the Cody Rhodes. And Andrew Bedalla, who's on Twitter, a really intelligent guy, he has been on board saying that we should just enjoy the ride of Roman Reigns and his title run and witness greatness. Because, dude, we might not get another time that somebody is going to break any records that go surpass 1,000 days as champion. Yeah, it gets boring. But, you know, I kind of just want Roman Reigns to keep the title until SummerSlam and have a new opponent. I don't know. But then you also got to think, then if Cody Rhodes is going to lose against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, then what's going to be next for Cody Rhodes? The World Heavyweight title, the Intercontinental title, the United States Championship, or him just continuing in the mid-card? No. Cody Rhodes does belong in the main event scene. I mean, you could make that maybe Seth Rollins will turn heel and screw Cody Rhodes in the end. I don't know. Or, like, this is going to be a big-time WrestleMania. I have a lot of things that are going through my head that could happen. I mean, there's different scenarios for everything. But hey, I have no idea what happened, but hey, that's going to do it for me, guys. Thank you all very much for joining me right here on Pardon the Pipe Bomb Podcast. If you guys liked what you heard, please give me a negative 5-star review. Or if you guys really want to help out the channel grow, give me a thumbs up or hit that subscribe button. And, you know, to my YouTube friends out there, turn on that notification bell, and that would help out the channel greatly. But until next time, guys, I'll talk to you guys later on the next podcast.